Cast Die Country, what is up? It's your boy Mark. How are we doing? I'm doing great. This is going to be a quick intro because we just finished playing an awesome session of The Well run by its creator Peter Schaefer of Shoeless Pete Games. Oh pals, this system is so fun. Peter knows how to build a game, and listen, you can win a copy of it if you get on our giveaway on Twitter, so go check out our pinned tweet for that info, okay? Listen, full warning, there is some Lovecraftian slash Carpenterian horror in this episode, in addition to the usual adult themes that we traffic in. No further ado, please enjoy episode 24 of the Cast Die Podcast. Flaring Fight 451. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Hey,
how's it going? How's everybody
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Mark.
Great.
Hello. 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 Guys, listen. Battles pointed out that Dom looks a little bit like Alan Rickman right now. And I see it now that it's been pointed out, and I dig it, and I wish we had time to talk about it, but we don't. Because there's a lot of fucking intense shit going on right now. Dominic, give us one quick Alan Rickman impression. All right, that was perfect. That flawless. That was exactly what we had time for, and it was,
swept
flawless.
Let me just say that in Germany, it's still called Die Hard because Bruce Willis is just the hard.
The hard. Yeah. That's I love it. That makes perfect sense. Die Hard. That's amazing. So yeah, as I was saying, did I say it? I'm so excited. I don't know what the hell I'm saying right now. We have a very important constitution saving throw to roll right now. Dominic, are you ready?
Was there a moment that we were going to say a previously on situation? I don't know if we were going to skip that or not.
That's a good point.
Hey, Mark, what happened what happened previously on the Cast Die
Podcast?
Oh, you
guys want to talk about what happened previously on the Cast Die Podcast?
Previously on the Cast Die Podcast. In the great library of the Temple of Araster in the city of Eskvale, Prime and Quant are locked in battle with Regis Varl and his Ashen Circle soldiers. Outnumbered 2-1, can they survive until the rest of the party reaches them?
So, yeah. I think if we're all caught up now, guys, we can go ahead and strap in to our Imaginarium rigs. I don't have my pod this time. It's in the shop. I got to use the rig.
Oh, sure.
It sounds a little different.
What does it sound like?
Whip, whip, whip.
Right, yeah. Right. Cool. I'll jump into mine. Blue, blue, blue.
There it is.
Yeah, I'm in there now.
It looks good. It's a good look for
Thanks.
You. Okay. Now we can dive right back into this with this, what we've all been waiting for, Quant. This is a big deal. I need you to roll high on this Constitution saving throw, baby. Nice.
21.
Well,
Natty 20.
There you go. That's what we've all been waiting for.
There it is.
And, oh man, that would have been bad. And you know what? After all that wait for a nat 20, I'm gonna say you don't even take half damage. Fuck
wow.
It.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
for you. Little blessing of Mirathos. But what is not a blessing is the drubbing you may be about to take from all of these other dudes as you are being mobbed here. The final Ashen Circle guy is going to take a swing at you as you are being mobbed here. It's a 15, which hits, but an advantage just for shits. Still a 15. Okay. And that's going to be 4 points of damage. And that brings us to Prime.
Prime can see this flying beast?
You can see it now, yes.
Prime will look to Morna and say, protect the books. And then he will take his glaive and move a bit forward and thrust it through the crowd of guards into the body of this small beast.
That is currently clutching onto Quant's neck?
Yes.
All right. Don't roll a one.
I won't. I will roll a 24.
That is a big old hit. Let's see some damage.
13.
13 points of damage. Oh, man. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But somehow, with you are very familiar with this weapon that you have. You, like, a creature this size, like, this should have obliterated it. This should have cut it in half. But somehow it seems to not do nearly as much damage as it should. And with that, we cut to the outside. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Very quickly, as a bonus action, I make sure to catch the eye of the guards surrounding these men. And I unleash a primal roar to frighten them.
They need to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, shit. All right, here it comes. One, that's a 9 from handsome or ugly Harold. A 6 from fucking can't shut up Steve. And a 5 from Gary.
So satisfying.
So they are all currently frightened of Prime.
Nice.
My roar resonates around the temple, echoing off of the stone structure. Probably frightening a few other people who are not in the general vicinity as well.
Oh, yeah. It shakes the fucking walls, man. There's great acoustics in there. You know, it reverberates.
A couple of books just close by themselves.
Yeah.
And then after this roar, I make direct eye contact with Regis, and I... For a moment, my fur bristles once again and glows for a second, and I shout, "We are creatures of light!"
Yes.
And he just smiles at you as these black eyes, solid black, like shark's eyes, lock on, like a doll's eyes,
like
lock
Jaws.
Onto you. Yes, lock onto you, and these motes of dark energy are continuing to manifest around them, and we cut again to outside where Iota and Feltian are casually sprinting across the open ground. Well, yeah, I already said you.
You
were
in the
initiative, but now it's Iota and Feltian. I didn't forget. I have a list right here. I'm looking at it, and right now on that list is our friend Regis. And he was clearly shook, Quant, by that attack. And he's going to use his own gifts to do something. He smiles and looks deep into your eyes, Prime. And I'm going to need you to... make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw, and you're good.
That is 20.
That is a 20.
My mind is strong.
It is indeed. And as this crown, maybe of madness, as you feel it slipping over you, you are able to shake off its effects. And our buddy has a bonus action, though. And Quant, as you have just, like, released him, you see in addition to these black motes that are floating out of his eyes, he opens his mouth and flies, and other, like, insects spew forth. He vomits them forward onto you, and it's super gross. And
You are going to need to make a constitution saving throw of a 16 variety. Come in with these nat 20s. Very, very nice. So, yeah, there's no ill effects, but you are just surrounded by these insects, these, like, flies, stinging flies, horrible, horrible
flies. Put on some DEET before he came in to good old the library.
Good old DEET.
Some off deep woods.
The chemical grade stuff.
100%ers.
Yeah.
Burned your nostrils.
You're not going to be able to have kids, but you're not going to get bit by bugs.
You feel your testicles.
And
Quad lights Cinchonella candles with his rays of light.
Yeah, and we cut again to Laquende sprinting across the open field, and then Quant, it is your turn, my friend.
So now, what is Quant seeing at this moment? He's standing. He's right next to Regis.
Yeah.
How's Regis looking? Is he? I mean, I did give him a good little shot.
You sure did.
And then there's the other people, and they're like all surrounding me. And Prime's on the outside, kind of right now.
Yeah. You've got this thing on your neck. You're surrounded by the soldiers, and you've got Regis right in front of you.
Okay. I am. So Quant is. Quant kind of is feeling overwhelmed in the situation, and plus he's got some type of creature's scorpion-like tail jabbed in his back of his neck like Neo seeing the Matrix. And what can Quant try to grab onto that creature and yank it out, or does it seem like that would not be a smart idea for Quant to do?
I mean, I can't tell you whether it's a smart idea or not, but you can certainly try it. I would say it would be like a grapple check.
Quant, dealing with all this, you know what Quant's going to do?
What?
He knows he's got to get this creature off of the back of his neck. That is his most important thing he wants to do. So, what he does is he disengages from everyone, being surrounded, and kind of quickly move out of the range or out of the melee range of the Ashen Circle and Regis. And he's going to try to have a table or a chair or something between him and the enemy if possible, as he kind of skirts out of the way, disengaging. And then for a bonus action, you hear him praying to Mirathos and kind of forming right above his head and right above this creature's head, you see a sword, a magical, I'm going to keep with the purple sword or mace form. And Quant casts spiritual weapon to strike this imp for him.
Oh, wow. All right. Don't roll a one.
The 12.
12. At 12 hits.
Can I use? Oh, it does? Sweet, yeah. I'll take it. And that's going to be 7 damage.
7 points of damage. And that's. Does that count as magical damage?
Yeah, it's a magical weapon.
That is lucky. That is handy. Yeah, describe it. What happens as you smush this fucking abomination?
Well, I call upon my spiritual mace that just looks like the mace I've been wielding throughout these last few days. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it comes and it swings down, and as it swings down, you see a little bit of it kind of fades and make a little streak. It streaks in the air, leaving a little purple streak in the air, and crushes this creature. What can you describe the creature for us again?
Yeah, it's got this like crazy almost like approximation of a human face. It's got these horrible leathery bat wings and this scorpion like tail.
Beautiful. And the mace crushes the face and just basically brings it all the way down to the ground, also removing the scorpion tail from the back of Quant's neck.
Yeah.
And Quant is like kind of wobbly. He kind of, if he was able to get to a chair or a table to kind of get between him and the enemy, he kind of rests his palms on it to catch his breath from being just overwhelmed from everything, and still feels a little bit nauseated.
Yeah, you smash this thing off of you. This is just for flavor. You smash this thing off of you, and the tail, like, rips. And you've got, like the stinger is still there, like a bee sting after it's ripped out of the bee's butt, you know? You can, like, reach up and fucking pluck it off like a big-ass fucking tick. And
wait, is it still there? Is it still in my neck? Can I take it off? Wait. Sorry, it's still in my neck?
Yeah.
Can I take it off? And is there any venom left in the
tip
of
it? It was a flavor thing.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I mean, it's also, it as you're holding it, as you're looking at it, it, like, disintegrates. As the summoning.
Do I catch any of the disintegration before?
No. Yes. Yes. That you can do.
Cool.
And, all right, real quick, Prime, let's talk about this frightened stuff. So these guys are all frightened of you, right?
They better be.
Which means they...
It means that they cannot move towards me, and as long as they can see me, they have disadvantage.
All right. All right. So Harold is going to try and, like, he backs up and then kind of runs around you after Quant. He is not thinking clearly because he's scared, and he does not get out of the range of your glaive, so you can make an attack of opportunity on him as he runs kind of around you.
I will not be making an attack of opportunity.
No? Okay.
No.
He runs around you, and Quant, he gets over to you and just swings. That's a 15, which is a hit.
With disadvantage.
But he can't see you because he's past you.
It is if he is capable of seeing me, if I mean line of sight.
And I'm not far from Prime. I see Prime. We're, like, right next to each
right,
other.
Right, but I mean, like, okay, so if it's... There's...
As long as Prime's in the room, basically.
I mean, I understand what line of sight means. Yeah. That's just dumb. Fine. Disadvantage. I'll roll again.
It's dumb that you are doing this.
Okay, so he misses. And Steve is going to attempt the same thing. Once again, Prime, if you want to make that attack of opportunity, baby, now's the time to do it.
This is not the time, and no.
No. Okay, here he comes.
No.
Here he comes with a swing at Prime, or excuse me, at Quant, which is at advantage because he's flanking, but disadvantage because he's scared. So he misses. As these guys are clearly fucking shaken by fucking getting yelled at by Prime. They're not used to it. They just got drugged. And finally, Gary. Gary, he thinks you're scary, so he's going to try and do it too. One more opportunity to use an attack of opportunity, Prime, if you're feeling it.
Yes, at this moment, I will flip my glaive around, and as Gary runs past, I will non-lethally strike him with the blunt end of my glaive.
All right, roll an attack. Old non-lethal Gary.
That is a 22.
That's a hit.
Attack.
For
that damage.
13 points of damage.
13 points of damage. Yeah, yeah, he fucking stutters, does a stagger step, takes that 13 points of damage, but keeps running, maybe even, like, running a little bit faster, like when you're coming out of the basement as a child and you know that there's something behind you, so you do the all fours run up the stairs. He runs forward and just, like, screaming what he thought might be a, like, intimidating scream, but it just comes out as this, like, high-pitched mess. He also swings at Quant and misses. Quant, you are a fucking slithery motherfucker. And with that, we go to Iota. Or excuse me, we go to Prime.
So Prime, now left alone with Regis, this squat, scrawny, disgusting little man, will approach him and... I will try to pick him up.
Fucking make a grapple check.
That will be a...
13.
13.
Ah. Let's see about our buddies fucking... Oh, he's wiry. He rolls a 19. He fucking... He's... You can tell he was a nerd in school. He's used to dodging jocks, and he's able to slip through your grasp. Is there anything else that you wanted to do?
No, I think that is it.
Rodriguez.
Okay, so as he slips your grasp, he's going to use his reaction. And he locks eyes with you, and these motes of dark energy, now they're flowing from his mouth. Oh, also, Prime, when you entered into the space surrounding him with all these bugs flying around, I need you to make a constitution save. Sorry.
That will be a 9.
That is a failure. So here's what's going to happen. You are going, as he's, this energy is exploding around him, you feel this intense heat, like you're standing in front of an oven, and I need you to make a dexterity saving throw with a DC 16.
That is a 13.
That is a fail. So, you are going to take 7 points of damage as you are hellishly rebuked. But then, also, you are going to take 6 points of poison damage and be moved 5 feet in a random direction because of these bugs. I'm going to roll a d4. 1 is going to be north, 2 south, 3 east, 4 west. You are moved 5 feet to the south, which I'm going to say is kind of, it puts you to the left of Regis. And once more, we cut to Iota Cunningham and Feltian Faros as they dash across this open space. And we are once again with Regis Varl. And he looks at his soldiers and sees that they are frightened of you, Prime. And he looks at you, he mouths these strange words. And you feel as if a hex falls upon you. And in this moment, Laquende, Iota, and Feltian burst through the front doors of the temple. You see the flickering light of flames from a room up ahead of you. You may even have been hearing sounds of battle as you are coming in. And you can see that you are about 40 feet from the action there, Laquende. And it's your turn.
Yeah.
You know what? Scratch that. Let's say you are 30 feet. You're all 30 feet. There's no point in saying you're going to come in the third round and then making you fucking waste your action. So let's say you're all within striking distance.
Mark,
okay?
Could I just ask a little favor?
Of course you can.
Could you, just before we get into Laquende's turn, kind of like describe what the battle looks like from their point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Laquende, Feltian, Prime, as you come into the temple, Laquende, Iota, Feltian, and Alkaj, as you come in to the temple, no, Alkaj is dead. He's always with us. As you guys come into the temple, you immediately smell smoke and hear crackling flames and the sound of battle, and so you fly towards that, quote-unquote, move quickly towards that sound, that area, and you see through a flaming doorway, as you can see, I've illustrated so well on the map, you see the back of Regis Varl, and swirling around him is this, like, cloud of insects. It's you think they're insects, probably. You're kind of far away, but can't imagine what else it would be. And next to Regis is Prime, and he is within this cloud of stinging insects. Beyond them, within this room, you see Quant surrounded by 3 Ashen Circle soldiers. Laquende, what do you do?
Would you say that he's engaged with Prime enough to be surprised by an attack from behind?
If you roll a stealth roll,
hell yeah,
and you beat his perception.
A 7.
A 7. Let's see. It's probably not. That's a, yeah.
That's,
oh, well, no, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you see me. It's fine.
That's a 19.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fine. I'm going to chuck a dagger. I'm going to chuck two daggers, in fact, regardless. So I'm going to move to kind of like the side of the doorway where I can kind of like dip off to the side if I need to, so I'm not like directly just in the middle of an open space. And I'm going to throw my first dagger. That is... that's a nat 20.
That is a nat 20 for a 25. So roll... that's great. That's great. We were talking about the lingering injury thing that we were going to start doing. So...
I'm going to fuck your shit right up,
we're going to show off our... Maybe show off our lingering injury table right now. So roll again, Battles, to see if it would be a hit.
Just roll a regular attack?
Yep, just cool. Roll another attack.
21.
That is a hit. So this is going to be on the lingering injury table. So first, roll the damage. Nice.
That's going to be 8. 8 piercing. 8
points of damage on our friend Regis. Yeah, this dagger. Yeah. So where does it hit him?
Oh, like maybe he hears us running through and he starts to like turn his head and I just like sink one right in the side of his neck.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you give him a dagger to the neck region. And now what we get to do is roll on that lingering injury table. This is so exciting. Battles, roll a d20.
Quinny's going to leave their mark.
Hey-o. Did you roll a d20?
Oh, me? No. Yeah. I thought you were going to roll it. That is on me. My bad.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Sorry about...
No, I think maybe our...
Nope. I'm going to... I rolled a 19.
A 19.
Battles with the hot hand.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you've...
Making up for lost time, baby!
The lingering injury table, a 19, is actually a dashing scar.
Ooh, you love yeah. to see it!
Yeah, you just gave him a dashing scar. He's going to have a plus one to persuasion and deception checks when that heals.
So in lingering effects, rolling high is not good. You want to roll
good for us.
Low on that son of a gun.
Yeah.
It's good for us if we get the lingering
dashing
effects.
Dashing as in but it's gallant, bad if we're not inflicting like... It. Okay, got it.
Not dashing
yeah.
as in...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No other way that dashing would be taken.
Spewing blood.
as in moving through right. the snow.
I think in my mind that D was a G. I was like, yeah, gashing scar.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I heard what I wanted to hear. All right, well, that sucks.
I mean.
It's fine.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
That's okay.
He needed a little charisma. He's like a, yeah. I think I equated him to Baron Haller Conan, so.
You did him a favor.
If there's one thing warlocks need, it's bonuses to
it's
charisma.
It's more charisma. Absolutely. Okay, so let's get that second dagger through.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. That's an 11 to hit.
That is a miss, I'm afraid. So I guess that as he's turning, he catches that first one in the neck, and it looks like it's going to leave a badass scar, but then he manages to get out of the way of that second one. And do you want to use any more of your movement or anything along those
lines? I'm going to kind of like tuck in out of like direct line of fire. So ironically, getting close to the flames but not being licked by them.
Sure. And that brings us to Quant.
Quant is currently surrounded by three of these guards, Ashen Circle guards.
Yeah.
How are they looking? At the moment,
only one of them, Gary, has taken damage. The rest of them are looking pretty doughty.
All right.
As it were.
So what I'm going to do is, why'd I go into British accent? What Quant's going to do is,
still thinking about Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I am. Her. Quant is no.
Please let it be.
Quant surrounded by these Ashen Circle soldier guards. He starts to move his hands around each other as if he has a ball in between them, and you see a circle of flame appear, and he looks at the three of them, and he casts Scorching Ray.
Ooh.
And so I have to do three attacks. I'm going to try to hit each one of them. So I will do my first attack for the first one. I'll just do all three real quick. So that's an 8. Is it probably a miss?
It's a miss.
A nat 20. That's a hit for
sure.
That's
a hit.
And a 17.
The nat 20 and the 17 are hits.
All right.
And
nice. You want me to do the 17 first?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be 5 damage to him.
5 points of damage.
And then
all right,
I'll
now.
Roll for the crit hit.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a 9. And then with the crit hit, it's going to be a 16.
Holy bejeez. That is on our friend, Gary. Gary, 16 points of damage. Oh, man.
Sorry, Gare.
And, yeah. Yeah. And it's a nat 20, so we can roll on the lingering injury table. All but right. We'll do it for fun. It's not going to linger long after that hit.
And I got a 14.
A 14 on the lingering injury table.
Got to let it linger.
That's a broken hand. Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. we'll call that like a melty hand.
I was like, maybe he like
a shard arm
to like block himself. Yeah. And just goes right through his hand into his face.
Yeah, is it my brother Sam is dead? Where the guy like puts his hand in the molten silver and f's up his hand?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
So somebody who's in middle school, get back to us and let us know.
It's Johnny Tremaine.
Johnny Tremaine.
Yes. Thank you. The other Revolutionary War book that you read in middle school.
I'm also thinking of the moment in Dune when he has to put his hand inside the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he can't pull it out until she tells him to, but inside it's burning. If he does, he'll lose his hand, but he doesn't.
And that's a psychological thing. This is a real ass fire that you just.
Well, if he pulled his hand out sooner than he would.
He would have died.
Does that take down Gary?
It does not.
All three are still standing.
All three are still standing.
All right.
But they are in definitely worse shape than they were before.
And then I'm going to, after he casts Scorching Ray, he's going to kind of look at that mace that he created, his spiritual weapon, and have it strike down onto the most wounded one of the three.
That is Gary.
That's a 25.
That is a hit.
And that's 5 damage.
Roll that damage. 5 points of damage. And if you were looking at Gary, which, I mean, you are, you'd see that he is on his last legs. Like, definitely on his last legs. Like, maybe he would be very dead with just a couple more hit points. But is there anything else?
No.
That was an action, a bonus action. You want some movement?
I can't draw those
AOOs?
No. Nope.
Just for shits and giggles? No? Okay, fine. That brings us to Harold, Steve, and Gary. They are back to back in the lineup. Not in order. They're surrounding Quant. And at this moment, just after this spiritual weapon crashes into Gary, he screams. And then the other two scream as well, and they drop their weapons and their hands fly to their heads, and the screaming continues, and it takes on this like primordial feeling of like fear and agony, and you see tendrils of black energy explode from their bodies as they do. They're surrounded by like puffs of pink misty blood. All three of them begin to contort into horrible shapes as the tendrils reach out from their bodies and towards the tendrils coming from the other ones, pulling them together. A charnel house reek begins to overpower the smoke from the burning books as the forms of their bodies are pulled together and begin fusing into one in a nightmarish fashion. As the bodies melt together, their forms begin to distort. Gary, standing in the middle, swells inside, his torso seeming as if it were to burst. Harold and Steve on each side of him are racked by spasms as they stretch out and away from Gary, but somehow still connected to him, their torsos sitting atop long tentacle-like appendages. In that moment, do you see this horrible amalgamated creature before you? Their heads scream in unison as their chests burst open, revealing horrible, gaping maws, their broken ribs forming jagged teeth. You realize somehow that the screams you've been hearing are no longer auditory, but in your mind. And then you see this drawing I did. Imagine that, but it's like really scarier. Like it's really, really what, a lot scarier than this drawing.
Where is it?
Show it to us.
How about now? You see it now?
Some sort of Lovecraftian. What's that guy's name?
H.P. Lovecraft?
No, the movie
Geiger?
Designer.
Geiger.
Oh, Geiger.
No, the other one.
Yeah.
Winston?
Who did The Thing?
Stan Winston?
Winston.
Oh, yeah, that's Stan Winston, right?
Yeah.
Did The Thing?
Has anybody seen the movie Slither?
Yes. Yeah, great movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A while ago, yeah.
That was what Mark and I used as a kind of a influential source when we were writing our High Moon.
Yeah, High Moon, terror and horror, but also fun.
And humorous.
Well, this kind of reminds me of a Slither monster a little bit.
Yeah. And I'll see about getting somebody better at drawing to draw it.
I was thinking about Cronenberg. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, Cronenberg. Oh, yeah.
True body
horror
shit.
Yeah, there's some Videodrome type thing shit going on here.
I referenced this game earlier in the season, and now I can't remember the name, but it's also very akin to that that one indie game where the guy at the end faces like the amalgamation of all the bodies that are just like gooping.
Oh yeah.
Up towards him as he's trying to escape, and then anyway, that's a fucking gorgeous game. It also looks very
And there's what Regis looks like. I drew him before, but I forgot to show it to you guys last time.
His hair looks like spaghetti. So,
it's sketty hair. So, yes, you now see this horrible fucking fused fleshy creature before you. Like, some of the clothes are still on, some of the clothes have ripped away. There's maybe it's wearing one boot. It's got six legs, as you can see. And as you realize this screaming is in your mind, it is Prime. It is your turn.
Prime time?
Prime time, baby.
Prime will, as he's kind of feels these kind of large insects batting against his skin, he will kind of bat them away and move backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then this would have happened right when I went below half hit points, but, you know, just for flavor, it will happen now. As he gets out of this, like, black swarm of insects, once again, he just looks into, like, the dark, sunken eyes of Regis, and he screams, "We are creatures of light!" And then the kind of golden fur along his arms and on his chest just kind of, like, bristles with bright energy for a second and begins to shine with a light kind of from within. I'm going to roll a d4, and that will be added to my AC for two turns.
Yeah. Nice.
So I will be at 13 AC for the next two turns.
Excellent.
And I will do an additional 2 damage on any melee attack, which is what I will do. And I will just, with my glaive, push it forward through the swarm into the chest of this bastard. Or I will attempt to.
Let it rip, dude.
That is a 10.
That is going to miss, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And with that, I will then move 20 feet back.
Right on. Yeah, maybe the swirling insects, maybe the giant flesh monster behind you coming into existence threw you off, maybe the flames, maybe your lunch isn't sitting well. Any number of things could have affected that. And also, guys, you see that you're not sure how long she's been there, but Morna Sandow is now kind of just standing there in shock, seeing the situation. The bucket of water that she was holding drops from her hands as she takes in the scene. And we go to Iota.
It's quite a simple decision for me. I take out my short bow and aim it at Regis and try to shoot him in the neck.
It's a popular destination on Regis's body. Let it rip. A 10 is not going to hit. Not going to hit. Again, this is a lot to take in, man. You know, you're a pretty cool, calm, collected character, but you just ran into a burning library, watched an eldritch horror be birthed, and you can be forgiven for missing that. You got any? You want to do any movement or anything else you want to try?
These are the stacks of books that are on fire, yeah?
Yeah.
So theoretically, if I were to try to get to higher ground, I'd be in that fire.
If you climbed up onto the bookcases, yeah.
I'm just gonna reload.
Right on. That brings us to Filtian Frost.
Oh yeah, dude. So this whole scene presents quite the quandary for Filtian.
Yeah,
because you know can't get close enough to old insect bottom there to get a good hit in, and I'm too far away from old Slither.
You can get to Regis if you want to attack Regis.
Well, yeah, but
oh, you mean because of the insects?
Right. Like okay. If I'm within 5 feet of him, I'll get the effect of those insects somehow.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I think instead, as I'm reaching for one of my weapons to maybe like rush in, I decide to change my attack, and my hand goes to my holy symbol, and I've looked and I've seen Iota's attack not connect, and I saw Prime's attack miss as well, and I think to myself, there's got to be a way to make these attacks hit. And so I close my eyes and I call to Mirathos, and I open my eyes, and a burst of light erupts from the middle of the room, dousing each of these creatures in a fairy-like fire.
Ooh. Fairy fire, you say?
Indeed. Fairy fire.
The fairy fire.
So it's, we'll call it a green light.
Yeah.
Sure. And those creatures affected shed a 10-foot, a dim light in 10-foot radius, and any attack against them is done at advantage.
Right on. So you got a 20-foot cube. Are you hitting Regis?
Oh, I suppose.
Or
the cube is only 20 feet. Can't hit them both, can I?
No, you're not going to be able to get both of them in there. You got to pick one or the other.
Right. Thought I could like point. I thought that the 20 feet was from a point. Okay, so then it's gonna be Regis. He's
right.
Gonna get fairy fire.
Right on. Right on. So what that means, he is going to make a dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dexterity saving throw. And your DC is a 14, correct?
14, correct.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Here comes Regis, known gymnast. Regis with a dexterity saving throw. That is a 6. So
six. Yes.
So indeed. So this the fairy fire lays down. You see this greenish glow surrounding Regis. You also, this isn't going to affect anything, but for flavor, you see it around the insects as well. Now there's all, it looks like he's being swarmed by fireflies. And yeah. What's next?
I still have some movement, correct?
Yeah, oh yeah, you got plenty of movement, pal.
I'm gonna dip and go up around the back of this wall here. I think I can get to about, well, probably with this here, 15, and then another 15 to about there.
Dash around the side? Yeah, you got it, man.
Yep. Go around the back. Try to avoid the flames and creep around from the other side.
Back door, huh? Good idea.
Back door, baby.
All right.
Back door kind of down here. See me come in.
All right, so that means, guys, we are now at the top of the initiative order. We see that Regis Varl. Now he's got a hand up around this blade in his neck, this dagger in his neck. Which dagger was it, Battles?
That was my left hand.
Oh no, but I mean, which one of your daggers was it?
What?
Was it a nice? Was it Alkaj's dagger? Was it just regular old dagger?
Oh yeah, yeah. This was just like a regular dagger. This wasn't anything fancy.
Okay, regular old dagger, yep. In his neck. He's glowing. His bugs are glowing, and he looks at you, all of you. Well, not all of you. He looks at Liquende. He turns. He looks at Prime and Quant. And Iota, not Feltian, because he can't see you. And he says,
"Perhaps you will stop, Desire. Perhaps not. It is nothing to the unliving and eternal. But I am not without curiosity. I will check back in."
And you see a line of light come into being in front of him and then widen. And he steps through this door in the dimension type thing. And Disparu.
Fucking guy.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, Feltian.
Yeah, I'm super glad I did not toss Alkaj's dagger and then have it be immediately whisked away to another dimension.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, at least you didn't waste a spell on him.
but Feltian, Ryan, you gotta think about it this way. Wherever he's going, like if his buddies are there and
wherever
he's
going, he's glowing.
He's glowing, baby. He's going there glowing. They're going to be like, "Regis, you look like a fucking idiot.
Got
a dagger in your
quiet.
Neck, you're glowing."
Yeah.
He gone. That brings us to Liquende. You've just watched as Regis has disappeared or stepped through this door.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, at least it wasn't my good dagger, eh? And then I'm going to run into the room and start tossing some shit at this monstrosity.
Right.
Is Quant in the way? Here, well, I guess I can move over here.
It's a large creature.
Okay,
you can hit it.
Hit my brain?
Yeah.
It's a 12 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay, other dagger. 21, baby.
That is a hit.
Yes.
Roll the damage.
There you go.
5 piercing damage.
So you throw the dagger and it sinks into this like horrible, distended, bloaty, rubbery skin of this creature. And it's near kind of one of the like where the bodies is fused in, and you see like the hand that is there. Gary's hand is kind of like swatting at the hilt of the dagger as it takes that damage. All right. That brings us to Quant.
Quant kind of is in shock seeing this horrific creature like come about right in front of his face. He almost kind of wants to vomit, but he chews it back down and decides to disengage from this creature and pulls back far as he can, and as he pulls back, he's gonna move towards Prime actually, and as he pulls back, he has the spiritual blade strike down against this horrific beast.
Spiritual mace, let her rip.
And that's 11.
11 is a miss, I'm afraid. Or maybe it hits, but it's just like you don't see any kind of
damage.
Reaction. Yeah.
And that Inquant is kind of shaken by this thing, and that is his turn.
And that brings us to Morna, who turns around as people are like coming towards and standing in fear. She turns to them and she says, "Get out! Get out!" And then they turn to run, and she turns back and looks to you guys for instruction. She's not running, but this is she's out of her element. She doesn't know what to do. Oh man, how fucked up am I gonna be right now? Okay, so that was Morna's turn. She's effectively holding her turn, guys. If you somebody shouts something out, she'll do it. That brings us to the horrible corpsey monster. And what it's going to do is scuttlebutt over here towards Quant and Prime, and it's going to make some attacks. It's going to one of these tentacles, the one with old ugly Harold, who's even uglier now, is going to swing at you, Prime.
This is miss.
And miss. A five. Excuse me, a seven is a miss.
I bring my glaive up and block the first.
And Harold, like, slams up against your glaive, and he's weakly, his arms are kind of flapping around and, like, batting at your face and whatnot. No damage, just flavor. Flavor bats. And then it's going to make a tentacle... That's right. Oh, flavor bats. That's you. It's going to make another tentacle attack, this time at Quant. That's a 22.
That's a hit.
That's going to hit.
So Quant, seeing that, he is going to kind of put his hands up in front of his face to kind of like make a defensive maneuver. And warding flare will burst out between his arms and hand and fingers, hopefully to give this character, this beast, a little disadvantage.
Here comes that with disadvantage. Ah, another 17.
Wow.
Yeah, in the light of this warding flare, it illuminates the creature in horrifying detail, and you see even better as this tentacle with Steve, loose lip Steve, comes flying at you, and it's going to do 1d6, hold it, 6 points of bludgeoning damage, and also, 6 points of piercing damage. It's going to be 12 points of damage on our buddy Quant.
Thanks. I'm still standing.
Still standing.
After all these years.
Right.
Nice.
You are still standing, and here's another thing, Quant. In case you are feeling shaky, you have the benefit of the fact that since you are medium or smaller, you are now grappled as Loose Lip Steve wraps his arms around you, and his broken ribs are scraping against your side. Yeah. 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 And then we're going to do a bite attack.
Yes.
In the interest of keeping things random, I'm going to roll a d6. I'll do it here so you guys know I'm really being random. I roll a d6. 1 through 3 is going to be Quant. 4, 5, 6 is going to be Prime. Prime.
Random.
You are... Rando. I've rolled 3 sixes in a row, guys. Watch out. So here comes a bite attack, buddy. That is a dirty 20. That's going to hit. All right. Prime. Here we go. It's going to be 12 points of damage.
That sucks.
All right. That does suck. So, what happens now is Morna finishes holding her action, and she comes running, and she is going to look at the two of you in a combination of horror and fear, but you also see there glinting beneath the surface determination. A steely, some would say, determination. And she is going to cast a spell called Healing Word on Quant. A second level spell slot. And so that's going to be 9 points of healing for you, Quant.
Yeah.
She raises her hand and looks towards you and can't hear what she says, but you do see a blue light surround her hand, and you feel this enervating energy.
Enervating?
This invigorating energy flow through you, and with it some knowledge. You learned like a couple Snapple facts, because she's she's a cleric of Araster. All right, and that is her turn, and that brings us to Prime. Oh, Prime, sorry, one more thing. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
11. Why?
Okay. Its mouth is dirty. It's got a dirty mouth. That bite.
I'm going to use inspiration on this.
Do it.
All right. I just deleted it. 17.
17. All right.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay. All right. You feel okay? You feel fine? I mean, you don't feel fine. You don't feel any worse than you did a minute ago. What are you doing now?
Prime is hurt. badly. And even though his body is still strong, it is glistening with a sheen of sweat. His fur, the hair on his body is still kind of like glowing with this inner light. And he he disengages and takes a step back, probably say a few steps back. And as he throws his glaive to the ground and pulls out his bow, you see for a moment just as he lets out one more just roar at this creature. Just flavor roar, no actual roar.
Right.
You see beneath his fur for a moment the symbol of Mirathos kind of like shines through very brightly on his chest for a moment, and he levels his bow at this creature, flavor-wise, because I cannot take an attack on this turn.
I love it. That's beautiful flavor. Is this like a cuttlefish-like ability that Prime has to like to make his chest glow like that?
This is the soul of battle. This is my feat that I took.
I love it. So cool.
Cool.
So cool. Such a cool fucking feat, and maybe what's going to be the thing that keeps you alive in this combat. Speaking of being alive in the combat, Iota, you're up, brother. You're looking through the flaming doorway. And this fucking horrible, scuttly creature is in there. What are you doing?
I'm going to try to get its attention.
Love it.
Hello?
Excuse me. You see one of the tentacles with Harold on it, like look over at you. It's a very like Edgar like moment from Men in Black. You know, you can look at him and you see it's not Edgar. It's not Edgar anymore.
Since my short bow is already loaded and ready, I try to look for a place of vulnerability. And I fire at one of the heads.
Yeah. That is a 12, which is not a hit.
I'm gonna use my luck.
Fucking yeah, dude.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. I'm gonna roll that shit. Man.
Yeah, luck.
God damn you.
17 is a hit, baby. Roll that dice. 8 points of damage, and let's, for shits and giggles, let's get that sneak attack damage, too, since Quant's grappled, but that still counts as being within 5 feet. All right, so that is going to be 8 plus 7 is, what, 15 points of damage?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. Yeah, the arrow flies from your bow and sinks into what is left of Ugly Harold's neck as his chest is all split open. Now he's got a fucking arrow in his neck.
Could we check in with the fire? Because ultimately, I want to get that thing over to the fire and burn it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, because as things are going, the fire is spreading along these bookcases and walls. Maybe it's coming out a little bit, burning hot. These are dry books, guys. Remember, we talked about it. These are the old books.
This is the dry book section of the library.
This is the extra dry book section. Yeah. And we went into great detail talking about the fact that there is not a cistern here, Prime.
Yes.
Or brotherns or cousins.
That's the only reason I ever made that joke is because you guys kept saying, like, stern. You kept saying, like, eastern, western.
So
I was like, is there a cistern in the western? It was the stupidest thing ever.
That is the longest payoff for a joke that we've ever had on this show, I think.
Well, when you guys were like, why? You immediately were like, why? Why are you asking? And I was like, oh, never mind.
I was thinking about 6 weeks from then when I was going to set the books on fire.
Yeah, it was a stern response.
Ooh. Nice.
Hey, every now and then.
Worth the wait.
You can't just sit there the whole time, den, yell, stern, like you're home alone.
Well, I did. So
good night, everybody. Feldian. Feltian, or Iota, did you have anything else you wanted to do? Any, like, bonus-y type actions?
No.
All right. Feltian, what are you doing, bro?
Okay. All right. I have a question for you, Mark. Is there a world in which I could justify, like, realizing that Regis is gone and that instead of racing up this fucking passageway, I would stop and go back? Like, is that viable in your mind, or is the path been committed to?
I mean, certainly one of your friends could have yelled something.
Okay, right,
like Iota, maybe.
What would he have said? Possibly.
Not enough time. Come back. We need you.
Iota calls.
Uh-oh.
I hear my halfling friend is in danger.
Bugs be damned, I'm going in.
I'm turning around.
Real quick, I talked at length about how we don't have time to fuck around, but this doesn't count as fucking around because this is very important. We're going to talk about one of the best movies of all time real quick. It's called The Marine, starring John Cena.
Oh my God.
There's a scene right at the beginning when Cena is trying to rescue American soldiers who are about to be executed, and his superior officer is saying, "No, you have to wait for backup. You have to wait for backup." And Cena rips his earpiece out and goes, "No time." And then he just runs through a wall.
Yes.
And bulldogs a terrorist and saves the guys, but gets demoted to mall cop anyway for disobeying an order. So what I'm saying is, Feltian, if you want to just explode through the wall.
John Cena style.
Through those books.
Flaming wall of books. Yeah. Mark, if you said it, I'll fucking do it.
I wish to God right now we were playing that style campaign, but we're not. You can certainly run back around, though.
All right, fine. I'll take that as a compromise.
You can try and run through the wall.
You hear?
A dull thud.
Yeah.
And a book falls off the shelf on the fire.
It's falling over in the next room.
I'm fine. I got it.
I'm fine. I'm on my way.
You hear Dom and JoJo go, "Oh no, oh no." And you're like, "Oh yeah."
Oh yeah.
Kool-Aid, man.
Love it. Bunch of flaming books fall on my head. All right. I do come back. I realize I made a horrible mistake by fleeing the battle. And I race around. That's 10. That's going to put me probably about there-ish.
Yeah.
And I decide to cast a spell that I'm just within range to do. And I yell to this creature, "Time to die!" And I cast Compelled Duel.
Oh my goodness.
Which is a fucking ridiculously cool spell. It basically, this creature must make a wisdom saving throw, and if it fails, it's drawn to me by my divine demand.
Mm-hmm.
And for the duration of the spell, it has disadvantage on any attacks against any other creature except for me, and it must make a wisdom saving throw anytime it attempts to move out of a space more than 30 feet away from me.
I fucking love it.
I call that fucker.
The real question
is, fucking call it to me.
Does it drop me?
We'll find out next week. No, I'm just kidding. We'll find out on his turn.
Two quick episodes.
Yes.
We're making two quick episodes tonight.
Yeah.
And in doing that, I also pull my shield and my hand goes to my belt. Maybe for the sword? Nah. I whip out that fucking Morning Star and I plant myself in the doorway between these two walls of burning books, and I say, "Come for me, bitch."
Fucking A, dude. Fucking A. All right. So that brings us to Regis Varl, who stabs you, Feltian, because he just turned invisible. He was there the whole time. No, I'm just kidding.
He was fairy fired.
Couldn't turn invisible.
He's gone. I know it was a joke. Dimension Door. That brings us to Laquende.
I'm still going to try this.
Okay.
So, as a bonus action, I want to try to distract. I'm going to roll at disadvantage because it is ostensibly non-humanoid. But with what Feltian just cast, I want to try to kind of, like, befuddle it in order to, like, make it make a suboptimal choice for itself.
Cool.
So I am going to roll a charisma check, and you are going to roll a contested wisdom.
Let's do it.
Mark, just quick, did you roll the wisdom save for compelled duel?
No, I got excited.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what is that, a 14?
That has to happen. 14, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Here it comes. Come on. Yes. 10.
Oh.
10. That was scary. I was nervous. All right.
That was two.
we all were. Okay, so now battles, that means my wisdom saving rolls are warmed up.
Oh, jeez.
So we're going to do it. We're going to do a contested whiz versus Chris.
Okay. Don't bother. I'm not going to distract you. I'm going to let Feltian's spell ride, and I'm going to chuck some daggers at you, because that's what
all
I
do. All right. Yes.
Listeners at home, that was a natty one.
Quick question.
Yeah.
How many daggers does Laquende have?
Oh.
Because you've thrown 4 so far, right?
Yes.
No.
There was two you threw, the first one was a nat 20, then a miss at Regis, and then 2 more at this creature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be a real dick and say you never pulled your other dagger out of the board in the bar.
Oh.
But
can I throw the dagger I got from the hen and muskrat?
Technically,
that's like a gas station knife. It's not like a real dagger.
Point of interest, does that also include the one that I have from Elkaj?
I don't know how many daggers you have. I'm just asking.
Oh, then in that case, if Elkaj still counts, I think I have 3 more.
So you had 7 total daggers?
I thought it was 6, and then I got Elkaj's.
Okay. Right on. Right on. Right on. That makes sense. Okay, so you've got 3 more daggers to work with.
And I'm going to save Elkaj's to the... I'm probably not going to toss his, probably at all. I'll probably start chucking arrows before I do that, because sentimental...
Just throw them.
You should shoot the arrows out of the bow.
Yeah. No, just grab them from the quill and start hurling them like javelins.
Just tossing arrows, baby!
There you go.
I'm gonna try that at some point because why not? No. So that is going to be 22.
To hit.
Great. 4 piercing.
4 piercing.
Second one is probably not gonna hit. That's a 7.
That is not a hit. So yeah. Yeah. This dagger sinks into one of the rubbery, tentacly stalks. The other one sails past it, maybe skitters along the table.
Great.
And
so that was bonus action and action. For my movement, I'm going to duck behind this chair for a little bit of partial cover and let the audience know at home the game that I was thinking of was inside, and the boss is the huddle. I finally remember.
Great.
So look it up. It's a great game.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. You remembered or you Googled it?
I Googled it. it took me this entire time to figure out, like, the... what...
That's fine.
Video game body mass blob boss was not effective.
Well, I'm glad we got there. All right. So, Laquende, as you have just Alkaja's dagger now, just that beautiful stiletto that you... or that Feltian took off his corpse and gave to you. It's your last stabby dagger left. We go to Quant. Quant, you are currently in this creature's grasp. What are you doing, man?
Quant is going to do what Quant always does and try to get out of the situation as smooth as possible.
Hell yeah.
Sounds about right.
Talking to Matthew McConaughey last time.
All right.
Really, really got Quant back to his roots, man. So you're gonna try and you tell me. I'm not gonna ask.
Well, I'm
you.
Gonna
what are you
try.
Doing?
So did Feltian's spell worked, and the creature is going to be moving on over towards my paladin ally.
I mean,
theoretically,
I wouldn't think that Quant knows that.
True. So Quant is just gonna. I mean, if any of his hands are free, he'll kind of swat at the creature while he tries to slither his way out of the grasp as deftly as possible.
Absolutely. The old deft sliver. Slither.
That was a...
So...
That's a good band name.
I think that's the name of the band that... The fake band that Cobra uses in G.I. Joe. They try and brainwash everyone. No, that's Cold Slither. So, Quant, to escape this grapple, you're going to need to do an escape roll. You can use athletics or acrobatics to do it, man.
I will use
You got to beat a 13.
Jeez. Nope.
Yeah. That is a nat 2.
But while I'm being held, I will over my spiritual mace to take another thwack at this beast.
Yeah. As you're wiggling around like that, loose lip Steve, he kisses you on the cheek. So like, mwah.
I accept because I do not judge.
That's nice. You don't know his culture.
But then I smack him with my mace with a 21.
Because right he did not.
This has nothing to do with what happened here. This
is all about the other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You kiss the pan, the pan kisses you.
Basically.
I love it. Okay, so let's get some damage.
That's a good old 5.
5 nice. Points of damage.
Minimum damage.
Nice. Minimum damage.
Okay.
You guys are chipping away here. Chipping away on this David Cronenbergian, Lovecraftian horror.
Inside adjacent.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that game, but now that we know the name of it, I'll check it out. And that brings us to Morna Sandow, who is going to run over here. She's looking at you, Prime. She sees you glowing. She sees the sigil of Mirathos glowing on your chest. And she is going to cast Healing Word on you as well, as she sees that... You are even more blessed by the gods than she first thought. Healing Word, there it is. So that's going to be... Ooh, there you go. 8 points of healing for... 12 points of healing, Prime.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. 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 And now... Now it's the corpse horrors. Oh, sorry.
No. I like it.
Good. Because it's the corpse horror's turn. And it... Quant, you have just tried to wriggle free of its grasp, but you were unsuccessful. But you bonked it. You gave it a good, solid, magical bonk.
And we made it.
And you see as the heads are all turning towards Feltian. And I'm going to give you a free escape check here. If you succeed, if you beat a DC 13... I'm going to say it's distracted enough as it's moving to let you go. If not, it's dragging you with it, okay?
Cool.
All right. Roll it. Beat a DC 13.
Oh,
God. Heartbreaking.
Jesus.
Wait.
A 12.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You have a bonus to dexterity. You just roll a flat D20. All right, so yeah.
I got a 13.
Yeah. All right.
What's up?
There you go. There you go.
Jesus Christ,
and
he just decided to roll a flat D20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it's going, you manage to wriggle free. And
do I fall on my ass?
No, but Steve like tenderly touches your cheek as you slip out of
the same one he kissed.
My hand touches his tentacle before it goes off my face and we have a moment.
Oh man.
You could make an unarmed strike if you liked, Quant.
No, you need a weapon in your hand to make an attack of opportunity.
Can my spiritual weapon make an attack?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
And
no.
Feltian.
Hey.
Here comes some attacks, my dude.
Yeah, buddy.
First one is gonna be a bite. No, excuse me. First one's gonna be a tentacle attack.
Tentacle.
That's a miss.
That's a miss.
A miss. Second one's also gonna be a tentacle attack. For another miss.
Another miss.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like squidging in there around Iota, too. It's just like ignoring Iota, maybe like but the flames are right there and licking at it. So maybe it's like it's distracted by the flames. Let's see if that distraction has any effect on this bitey bite bitteroo. That is a 17.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it. Oh.
Not gonna do it.
Wow.
It's not prudent at this juncture.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Do it.
Do you have your shield on? Did you have your shield on? You do?
Yeah.
When did you,
I said at the end of my turn.
Fine.
I said I pulled out my shield and armed my Morningstar. So.
Fine. But.
Fuck you, buddy.
But, fuck you, buddy, because. Because equipping your shield is an action.
Oh. All right, well, then I guess I don't. Fuck me, buddy. So I guess it does hit.
Nice.
You son of a bitch.
Listen, you compelled a duel.
Fine.
And that is a rule. The gold compelled duel rule. Okay. Are you ready for a bite?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. It's going to be 9 points of damage.
Right.
Compelled duel is a bonus action.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. Look at
God damn it,
Joe.
Jordan, you first you were the teacher's pet by saying, did you roll the wisdom save for a compelled duel? But now you have ruined your good favor from the
I just knew the, I knew Ryan thought about that when he did the whole turn. I knew that he had worked out the action economy in his head.
Thank you, Jordan. Yeah. Jordan, I did. That's exactly right.
Fine. You get the shield out, and it
you
bites your shield.
He bites that shield. That's
bites
right.
Your shield. Your shield is no longer in mint condition. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck getting full price for that on eBay.
Yeah, and I'm like, taste wood, motherfucker. And then he like a toothpick size shard comes out and it just gets stuck in his teeth.
He's like, joke's on you. I'm into that shit. And with that, we are with Prime.
Oh my god. I feel this kind of like cooling, healing energy kind of like move across my skin. I feel like the ache and pain of like these gashes in my body kind of like numb themselves for a moment, and strength that I thought was being like sucked out of my body kind of like rushes back in. I see through the stacks, the bookcases, the eyes of Morna looking through at me, like through these books, and I give her a kind of sideways smile and I say, "You are a quick learner." And I nod to Quant, who's on the ground, and I say, "He was too." I know that this is realistic, but we've got a Cronenberg horror here, so would you indulge me in lighting an arrow on fire?
I will.
I thought about it.
Save it me.
I will say, since you asked nicely, I will say it will cost you your bonus action, and you will have to roll for it to see if it works.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Like a DC 10, call it sleight of hand.
Cool. So I walk a couple steps back towards the flaming bookcase, and my bow is already almost, it's like half taut at this point as I leveled it at the creature, and I move the head of it in towards the bookcase for a... I don't. It's hot on my hand, and I go, ouchy.
Yeah.
Ouchie.
That is a nat one.
That is a nat one.
Yeah, so, yeah. You do not get it lit, no.
And then I move back up here, and I move the unlit arrow towards the beast, and I take a shot.
Let it rip.
Oh my god, that's a critical fail.
Critical. What the fudge?
I just rolled two
critical
ones in a row.
Failure.
As this second critical fail happens, you see the light on my chest.
Yeah.
Boom, power down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
and
Iron
listen,
Man?
Here's the thing. You just critically fumbled on a ranged attack with an ally in the line of fire. So this is something we've talked about, but we've never actually done on the show. And here's what we're going to do. You are going to re-roll the attack. And if the attack hits Iota's armor class, if the second attack hits Iota's armor class, Then you will accidentally hit Iota, and that will be the penalty or the repercussion of rolling that nat 1.
I trust you. Fire again.
All right. Well, then, so this is going to be the hit chance as my arrow goes. As I realize, my hand is still kind of hot. I'm still shaking the burning off of my knuckles. I'm like, ow, that hurts so much. As I'm going to hit, I'm just too distracted by it. In my mind, I'm like, I wish there was item that just had magic flaming arrows in the back, a quiver of some sort. And I miss with my shot, and I almost shoot him. Do I? Let's see. That's a 15.
Oh, just... Iota, you feel the air as this arrow just, like, slices next to you and skews off into the distance.
I was going to use another luck point anyway.
Oh.
Attack rolls.
That would have been cool. But yeah, this arrow is off of from Prime's newly singed paw or what have you. Yeah, this arrow just flies right by you. But as it misses you, it hits Feltian. No.
It ricochets off the beast and hits Feltian.
Roll Iota, again.
Iota, for a moment, you look over your shoulder and you see Prime, and he's like now blowing on the knuckles of his fingers, like, whoa, and shaking them off. And as he looks over at you, looking at him, he goes, oh, sorry. And he wiggles his fingers.
My bad.
Prime, was that everything for you, right? Yeah. So, Iota, that brings us to you. What are you going to do? Turn around and shoot an arrow right back at Prime?
Fuck you, buddy.
Shoot two arrows and throw a dagger. This thing has six legs? What's the lower half of this thing look like?
It's got six legs. It is not good looking, man.
Look, I'm just trying to figure out a way to make it fall into the fire.
Oh.
Since it's so close now.
Roll a perception check.
All right.
You gotta beat a 15.
Ugh.
You can't really think of anything.
All right, fuck it. I'm gonna shoot him with the short bow again.
Yep. Ooh, a 12 is, that is going to miss, unfortunately. But what I will say is, since you could use your bonus action to disengage and step back.
Harm's way?
Out of his range. Yeah, do that however far you want to.
Because
otherwise, if you make a ranged attack that close, he would get a free attack on you.
Okay.
But luckily, you're a rogue. You got that cunning action. Yeah, baby.
I do. I'm going to move about half the distance between the beast and Laquende.
Nice. As you go, maybe your aim is a little thrown off because like the tendrily arm with Harold on the end of it is like swinging out towards you as you're going, but you're able to dodge it. Maybe that's why maybe your shot's a little off there. And that brings us to Feltian.
Shot's been off the whole goddamn thing.
Feltian, compelled duel. Fucking standing in a burning doorway with an eldritch fucking aberration horror bearing down on you.
Yes, indeed.
What's going on, baby?
I can move around this creature while I'm engaged with it without having anything happen, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to cruise around to this side of it.
Sure.
And in doing so, while I'm moving, I'm sort of strafing to the left to get sort of... It's still obviously facing me. I'm keeping it in my sights. I am calling once again on Mirathos.
Yeah,
and I have just one last chance to use Mirathos's help with this attack. And I ask Mirathos to imbue my Morning Star with a thunderous... smite. And so this is going to add some damage to my melee attack, but let's just see if it lands first. So let me roll the attack first.
Do it.
If that's cool. It's going to be a 15.
That is a hit.
Awesome. So this is going to imbue this attack with an extra d6 of thunder damage. All right. Let's roll the damage. That's going to be 4. So it'll be a 7 points of damage plus 2 for my dueling. So that'll be 9 points of just blunt force melee damage. And then I will roll the thunder damage. Oh my god, ooh, that is fucking maximum damage. A 12 on top of it.
So 21 points of damage all day, huh?
All day. Okay.
Freaking
and
out.
Then, with Thunderous Smite, the creature must succeed on a strength saving throw, or it must be pushed 10 feet away from me and knocked prone.
Oh my god.
Do you see what I'm trying to do
here? I surely do. Feltian has positioned himself in such a way that if he is able to push this creature 10 feet away from him, it will push it right into the corner of the room, which is currently engulfed in flames, and we will we will see about some extra damage if that happens.
That's right.
All right, what did we say? Well, you got a 14 for the DC, right?
That's right.
All right. Okay. Okay, monster boy. We said it's a strength saving throw?
On the side
strength
of the
saving throw.
It's a 17. It's a 17.
Motherfucker.
All six of those legs just kind of plant themselves in the ground.
Yep.
And
that's all right.
You know? But, that's yeah, right. Yeah. Everybody sees that the flames are a thing that are happening. And that brings us to the top of round six, guys. And you see that the fire has spread around now. It's going up these walls. And as you notice, as you look now, you see that it is spreading into the rafters above. Look, cinders are now falling from the roof, the ceiling, the room is filling with smoke. Flames, flames, flames! In the other room behind the creature, you can see that, like, shit's really popping off in there. The tables are on fire. And, yeah. And that brings us to Laquende.
They're gonna jump on this table to get a little bit of height. Train their bow on this monstrosity of a creature. And let loose. Actually, I'm going to overdraw my bow, actually.
Nice.
And so I'm going to forego accuracy for damage. I had that up on the thing.
Yeah, so you're going to take your dexterity bonus off of your to hit and add it to your damage. So you're going to take a minus two to your hit, to your to hit, but get a plus two to your damage.
Exactly.
If you hit.
Oh, so that's a sexy 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
And then that will be 12 damage from the
12
overdraw.
12 points of damage. Very nice. Yeah, you sink an arrow deep into... It's really hard looking at this thing, and there's, like, arms and weird body parts all over the place. It's very hard to figure out where a like... vulnerable spot would be.
Maybe
on this
like
thing.
they perceive like an arm swipe, and there's just like this one moment where it, like some armpit where general armpit area should be, and they just sink an arrow right through there.
Yeah, it looks like that was a good spot. And any it's movement. We had an attack. Is there anything else that you got going on?
You know what? I'm gonna confuse the fuck out of it, because why not? I'm going to do the... So I'm on this table. There's a burning room around me. Maybe I'm, like, backlit. I'm going to do my blade form of the ibis spreads its wings. So I'm going to just extend my arms out wide and say, "Your real prey's over here, lovey." And I'm inviting an attack. And until my next turn, I now have a plus two to hit, but a minus two to AC.
Very, very interesting. And that's a great time to use that ability when the creature is already compelled to duel.
Yourself a
bonus to attack. That's great. Awesome. That brings us to Quant.
Quant is overwhelmed by the heat of the flame. He sees his allies trying to take down this abomination. And he is kind of gonna move a little further away still, away from the flames.
Yeah.
Kind of more in the center of the room,
So first things first, Quant uses his mind to send over his spiritual mace to thwack at the abomination.
Absolutely.
And it floats in the air like a butterfly, and it does not sting like a bee with a nine.
Nine is a miss.
Is it? Yes. Is it? Do I get? Do I get flanking or no?
No.
Okay.
Not with the spiritual weapon.
And seeing this creature and seeing the fires consume it, Quant kind of just again gets that ball of flames growing between his two hands he gets ready to send off his last scorching ray at the beast.
Friggin' let it rip, dude.
That's a 16 for the first one.
That's a hit.
That's a 14 for the second one.
That is a miss. That's a hit. It's a hit.
And the next one, 23, is definitely
three hits.
A hit. So let's do it. Ready?
Nice.
One. Oh, come on. Let's go. Roll.
Hey,
there we go.
Hey,
9.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 damage as three scorching rays arc around Feltian. One goes under his legs and strikes this abomination, dealing 16 damage.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and between like the flames all around it and the heat and everything else, now this thing is like, it's on fire. It is flaming. And you don't really have a whole lot of experience with these things, what a healthy one looks like, what an unhealthy one looks like, but it doesn't look good for this thing.
What a semi-charred one looks like.
Yeah, it is certainly semi-charred, and
it's living flames. A semi-charred kind of life.
Semi-charmed kind of life, baby.
I want it. To get me through this.
You gotta be quick.
Is it Swiss by chance?
Get me through Swiss?
It's a Swiss chart.
Swiss chart.
It's a semi-Swiss chart.
Semi-Swiss chart kind of life. That is terrible. You guys are bad. Bad people. That brings us to Morna, who once again is kind of just like, I don't know really what to do. She's freaking out about all the fire.
I wanted
Quant to kind of like call her over.
Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah, she's gonna head over to you, Quant.
Quant beckons to this woman.
This is all right, all right.
That brings us to the horrible beast and Feltian. Yeah.
Well, I have something that I noticed about my spell.
Oh.
Which is probably important for you to know, that if a creature friendly to me damages the creature, the spell ends.
Okay.
So it is no longer, even though I'm probably going to be the one it attacks, it is no longer under.
It is no longer compelled to do so.
Yeah.
Ryan, right. I would argue that it's more valuable for us to know that 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until literally, sorry. I know, but it's like, what will you guys do? Just wait for me to fight it? I mean, you're all gonna,
hey guys,
just hand me your weapons.
Guys, I'm gonna go outside and smoke a butt. I think Feltian's got this under control. I'll be outside.
Yeah.
Cool. You light it on the fire. You light your cigar on the fire before you leave.
You light it on the fire. Yeah.
Just pick up a burning book. Yeah.
Just like up Fahrenheit 451.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a pleasure to burn.
Bradbury, yes.
Oh, try Bradbury lights. They're a pleasure to burn.
That's very funny.
Thank you. Thank you. That was maybe the nerdiest joke I've ever made. And that's saying something.
Yeah. We'll hear it now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All the whole world. So, yeah, Ryan, this thing, it's no longer magically compelled to duel you. It's just compelled because it's angry because you smote it. And it's on,
fuck
it's on
me
fire.
Right up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's... This creature's on fire. Here comes some tentacle attacks. Here we go. Number one. A 16
miss.
Is a miss. Number two. A natural.
That's a natural motherfucking 20.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see if that hits twice on that one. Oh boy! All right, we're rolling on the link. We're gonna get a lingering injury table here. No.
Feltian's so pretty. Yeah.
Feltian, you want to roll it?
I mean, no. But
I hate it.
Damn. Yeah. I guess here we go. This is them's the rules.
Chick stick scars, Feltian.
Here it comes. Here, let's roll high, baby. Oh, here it goes.
So that is an 11, yep. Feltian. That is an open wound.
It's an open wound. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which means you must make a DC 15 con save, or you'll have disadvantage on strength and dexterity checks.
Alrighty.
So roll that DC 15 con save right now.
Alright, hold on. Where are my saves? Oh, here they are. Okay. Ooh!
21.
Thank God. 21.
21. So yeah, as this wacky waving inflatable arm man slams into you and Harold's arms kind of wrap around you and his open chest maw closes around you, you get an open wound, man. But like you tough through it. You tough through it. But let's see how you tough through this damage. So we got first piercing damage, but
not
it's going
to
be critical hit. Oh, okay.
Oh,
watch out.
Oh.
As rolled, on a critical hit, I rolled minimum damage twice. So 2 points of piercing damage, but you're also going to get...
Oh, no.
Oh, no, wait. No, yeah. So you take fucking...
2 points?
2 points of piercing
My open
damage.
Wound just... It's just a scratch. It's just an open scratch.
Yeah, but you're also grappled.
Right.
Okay. And now it's going to try and bite you.
Right.
And that's a 22.
That'll do it.
So that's a bite.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Here comes some damage. That's going to be 12 points of damage.
Okay.
All right.
Taking that.
And now we get another saving throw.
Con save.
A con save.
Is that constitution?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Come on.
Yes.
21.
21.
Yes.
You're okay. You're okay.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're...
Whew, sort
you're,
of okay.
You're no less okay than you were before you made that con save, which is saying something.
Right.
So, all right, yeah, that was three attacks from this thing.
Ouch.
Anya Feltian, you gotta be feeling it there. Prime, that brings us to you, buddy.
Prime moves forward, notches another arrow into his bow, and with a bit of ferocity, like Feltian, Prime just locks eyes with the main head. Whatever head will look at him.
Yeah. Not the main head, because that's the one that's got Feltian in its mouth right now. Or in it. Well, there's a lot going on. Don't roll a one.
Mouth torso.
Time to die!
And I will roar it with such ferocity that I will try to compel also a duel with my primal roar.
Very cool. Right on. So that is going to be a wisdom save, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Was it got to be a 13 or a 14?
13.
Oof. That is a 17.
All right, I take my shot.
Okay.
24.
Oh.
That is a hit. Roll that damage.
That's going to be six damage.
Points of damage. Okay. Oops. The arrow.
Sorry.
and Feltian gets a little Morningstar attack in there
for
some reason.
It bites down on you a little harder, and it hurts its tooth on the Morningstar. okay, so Prime, was that everything for you, baby boy?
That is everything.
All right. The room filling with smoke, the bookshelves on fire, Feltian grappled, bitten, not poisoned, or diseased.
God.
Iota, what do you do?
There's nothing much to do but keep shooting at this thing.
Can't argue with that.
But I will try to not hit Feltian. I will move. No. It's the flame.
I mean, just don't roll a one. You'll be fine.
Don't roll a one. Copy that. All right. Here we go.
I'll wiggle out of the way.
Oh, that's 20. Not a one. Decidedly
dirty
not a
20.
One.
That's a hit. Dirty 20. 10 points of damage.
Ooh, that's maximum damage.
Maximum damage. Let's see some sneak attack damage on there, too. Why not?
That is a
16 points of damage. So, Iota, as the smoke is bothering, well, you're down lower than everybody else, so you got that going for you, as far as the wind filling with smoke. Maybe that is what gives you the edge to get this kill shot in. So why don't you go ahead and describe what happens yes. as this creature buys it.
What happens is what I've been waiting for since the beginning of this battle. It stumbles on its six ugly legs back into the corner and falls into the fire and burns to death.
Yeah. Yeah, and Feltian, as it's stumbling back, it releases you. You feel like all these like broken ribs like pull out of you.
Ugh.
And you kind of drop to the ground as it stumbles back into all these flaming bookshelves and starts thrashing around. And now, like in its thrashing, you see that the ceiling is engulfed in flames. Everything, like the room behind it, you can't even see. It just looks like an inferno back there. There is fire everywhere, and this thing thrashing around like it is not helping things.
And briefly, I look over at Prime. I give him a wink. Is it that's how you do it?
Prime looks back and notches an arrow into his thing and into the just writhing, screaming body of this thing. He sinks an arrow into one of its foreheads, and he goes,
I understand the pressure in battle, but now we must go.
Yeah, yeah. I thought about making you roll for that and just hoping you would roll a one and shoot Feltian. but no, that's cool. I like it. Rule of cool.
I'm still laying on the ground like, anyone? I reach for the spiritual mace and it helps me up.
Yeah. You just pull yourself up on the mace. As this thing is thrashing around, you guys see that now, like, fucking rafters are starting to like creak and crap and then like fall from the ceiling, and Morna looks up and then looks at all of you and she says, we'll see you next week.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking Morna
Sandow. Yeah. The old burn berry.